Have you ever been blindsided by a world-changing event that seemed to come out of nowhere? In 2020, as the pandemic upended our lives, many described it as unimaginable. Yet 12 years earlier, Jane McGonigal had simulated a global respiratory pandemic with remarkable accuracy. Her 2008 Superstruct simulation predicted mask resistance, school closures impacting working mothers, and religious gatherings becoming superspreader events. This wasn't coincidence. It was the result of deliberate future thinking techniques that anyone can learn. The most valuable aspect of future simulations isn't perfect prediction, but preparing our minds for flexibility and resilience. These mental exercises create lasting habits, particularly watching for early signals that imagined scenarios might be becoming reality. By practicing these techniques, we develop what McGonigal calls urgent optimism, the ability to recognize serious challenges while maintaining realistic hope about our capacity to address them. When does the future begin? Most people say 10 years, a time frame creating what McGonigal calls time spaciousness, the empowering feeling we have enough time for significant changes. This 10-year horizon isn't arbitrary. History shows major social movements and transformative technologies typically need a decade to achieve historic victories or global impact. With this timeline, we become less risk-averse and more creative, setting maximal goals focused on best possible outcomes rather than minimal goals that merely avoid negative ones. Counterintuitively, feeling time-rich rather than time-poor often leads to faster action and greater accomplishment. When imagining 10 years ahead is powerful because your brain draws on past experiences, hopes, fears, and intuitions to invent something new, creating neurological pathways and a memory of the future. Scientists call this episodic future thinking, EFT, mentally transporting yourself forward to pre-experience future events. Unlike casual daydreaming, EFT grounds itself in reality, connecting your present self with plausible future experiences. It activates 11 brain regions and involves three types of sense-making: scene construction, opportunity detection, and emotional pre-feeling. Research shows EFT reduces depression and anxiety symptoms by training the imagination to construct detailed scenes with positive possibilities. People who vividly imagine their personal futures make healthier choices, maintain habits, save money, and stick with long-term resolutions. Professional futurists use future scenarios, detailed descriptions of particular futures where at least one thing is dramatically different from today, to navigate 10 years ahead. These scenarios explain what has changed, how things work, and what's considered normal in this alternate reality. McGonigal shares the example of Thank You Day, where citizens receive $2,000 from the government, have to keep and have to give to essential workers from a national registry. This addresses economic inequality and social division by creating a gratitude ritual while supporting undervalued essential workers. Scenarios are powerful imagination tools because they provide the essential facts of a future reality, allowing your brain to bypass the challenging semantics part of scene construction. Rather than getting stuck trying to envision a specific future, scenarios let you jump straight to personalizing the experience and considering your actions and feelings. McGonigal emphasizes that scenarios aren't fixed. If something seems implausible or undesirable, you can rewrite it, which mirrors reality itself. Rewriting scenarios becomes practice for changing the actual future. Any useful statement about the future should at first seem ridiculous. This principle, known as Dater's Law, has proven true repeatedly throughout history, from the initial dismissal of the internet to the widespread adoption of smartphones. The scenarios that catch us off guard aren't the reasonable ones, but the possibilities we dismiss as impossible. McGonigal introduces a brainstorming game called Stump the Futurist, where participants list things they believe cannot possibly change in the next decade, while futurists look for clues that these unchangeable truths might already be changing. She emphasizes the importance of seriously imagining future threats, particularly high-impact, low-probability HILP events. The future memories created through simulation provide psychological benefits beyond mere preparation. When imagined scenarios actually occur, we experience recognition rather than shock, giving us confidence and agency. This pre-exposure therapy for difficult futures acts like a vaccine against future shock, allowing people to respond adaptively rather than reactively when faced with real crises. By deliberately exploring outlandish scenarios, we expand our range of possible futures and increase our adaptive capacity. Our future selves are neurologically strangers to us. When imagining your future self, your brain's medial prefrontal cortex powers down, treating future you as someone else. This makes it harder to make decisions benefiting our future selves. We save less, procrastinate more, and care less about long-term challenges like climate change. McGonagall distinguishes between easy empathy, directly relating to others' experiences, and hard empathy, requiring creative effort when we lack personal experience with someone's situation. Hard empathy broadens perspective, deepens humanity, heals social rifts, and makes relationships more resilient. Research across 63 countries shows societies with higher hard empathy scores enjoy greater well-being and pro-social behavior. The most effective way to develop hard empathy is finding stories about people in radically different circumstances, then imagining your life transformed by their reality. Far future thinking and hard empathy reinforce each other as cross-training for your imagination. When you practice feeling how someone else's life differs from yours, you become better at envisioning all kinds of change. A landmark psychology experiment showed that when we learn our actions don't matter in one situation, we carry that belief to others, remaining passive even when solutions exist. This learned helplessness theory was eventually reversed by neuroscientist Stephen F. Meyer, who discovered our brains actually assume helplessness by default. The passive freeze response is our most hardwired reaction to adversity. We overcome this by activating brain pathways that turn off this instinct through experiences that prove our actions matter. This explains why gamers often show greater agency. Games train us to overcome challenges and build confidence in affecting outcomes. Each of us has a U-shaped hole, unique skills, knowledge, communities, passions, and values we bring to future challenges, regardless of whether they seem essential. Every strength could potentially serve others during crises. Simulating future scenarios isn't about predicting specific events, but building mental resilience, psychological flexibility, and learned helpfulness for any unthinkable situation. Like dreams preparing our brains for reality, these impossible futures help us remain calm and optimistic when facing actual shocks. When 2033 arrives, you might experience déjà vu, not because these exact scenarios occurred, but because you recognize the feelings, society's extreme actions, hope mixed with uncertainty, and the clarity from doing difficult but necessary things. Despite challenges ahead, you have something important to contribute. The future isn't just bright with hope, it's also dark with unknowability, meaning it can be anything we imagine. Our gift isn't prediction, but creativity. To tackle our biggest challenges, we need mental time trips and social simulations that help us envision different possibilities. Remember that to make a difference literally means to make something different, which our imagination proves is always possible.